joke right there. I'm so serious. Why so serious? A little joke. Just let her know when you want to be serious. Cause when you want to be serious, I'm going to play around. And when you want to play around, I'm going to be serious. And if we want to play around and be serious at the same time, I'm just going to walk off and be serious and playing around while I'm being serious. Because I'm just playing around, because I'm never serious.
Are you been feeling good?
No. No, I ain't been feeling a bit. But I thank you all for being well here.
What's up, everybody? It's your girl, Busy Bad Boy. Welcome to the Get to Know Me podcast. Roll it up, twist it up, and light it, because it's about to go down.
Well, where do I begin, you guys? Today is November 17th. And all morning, the news has been about, well, it started in the afternoon. The morning was fairly quiet and regular. And then, boom, the news broke. Young Dolph murdered in his hometown, Memphis, Tennessee. My old roommate, Amber Monet, she raps. She live in Jacksonville, Florida. She from Memphis, too. And when I first moved in with her, the number one thing that she was, like, proud of is that she had got to open up for Dolph in San Diego. She got a chance to meet him and, you know, tell him all about her. And she said, you know, it was love and everything like that. And I was like, that's so cool because you both are from Memphis and, you know, y'all performed together in San Diego. Crazy. She in Florida now doing her thing. Shout out to Amber Monet. But it's like those little things, you know, little moments like that whenever you really are like, not the biggest fan of a person, but it's like you start to think about whenever they came up in your life. And I think the first time I ever heard of Young Dolph was from my baby brother. He loves his music. He always talking about his music and stuff like that. And I used to give it a listen based off what he would tell me. And I liked him. I always liked his flow. Him and Key Glock. I always felt like Key Glock was super dope. I think I like Key Glock more, honestly. But I definitely, you know, felt like Dolph music was very good, very inspirational when it came to getting on that grind and getting the money and just realistic. I think I liked Dolph more as a person, just seeing how he moved and the things that he did for people and for his family. He seemed very down to earth and just like a good dude all in all. So we just want to basically start this episode off with just saying rest in peace to Young Dolph. God bless his family, his children. I don't know if it's his wife or baby mother. I don't know if they were married, but I found her page and she just seems like a very powerful woman. Like just already, I'm talking about next level, very wise type of woman. Very honorary. She honored him way before any of this happened. She honored him almost every post. She honored his name and what he meant to her and the family. So just looking at the type of woman he had, it says a lot about the type of guy he had to have been. Because, you know, women have standards, especially a woman like that. She seemed like the real deal, like a great wife, you know, like a great, something great to come home to. So definitely send my condolences to her and her children and the family and everything. Everybody has a lot to say. I remember whenever I did an episode a little while back and I was just saying like people will make these posts like, oh, you guys are bandwagon and you riding the wave. You ain't even listen to them like that, this, that, and the other. And I was saying how when people do that, I feel like it takes a power, some sort of a power away from the spirit in their transition, because it's like, of course you got people that are just trying to be seen and heard. Look at Asian Doll. No offense, but that girl know everybody. She know everybody that passed away. She really is something else. God bless her too. But yeah, it's there are those people. But all in all, people are just simply empathizing with the loss of a life. You know, he's a brother, a father, a husband, a cousin. He's somebody's favorite rapper. You know what I mean? So you can't say, oh, why are you guys crying over this? Or why do you guys even care? He's a rapper. He doesn't even know you. That's just ridiculous. Did you guys know Jesus? Did you ever meet Jesus? Do you know air? Have you ever met air? I love motherfucking breathing. I swear I do. But I ain't never met air in my life. I can't even see air, but I love it. I swear I do. I love being able to breathe. I've been having issues breathing all damn day. My asthma been tripping. And I just was thinking about how much I am grateful to be able to breathe. You feel me? Sorry about all the ruffling and raffling in the background. But, you know, we take a lot of things for granted. So, even human life. So don't make it seem like it's not okay to realize, oh, I took that for granted. I'm sorry about that. I miss that. I love that. I want that around more, or whatever the case may be, whether it be with a human life, a job, a car, a relationship, whatever. We all have taken things for granted before. So that's just ignorant to say, oh, don't mourn this person now. Like, when am I supposed to mourn them? Are they going to come back alive for me to get a second chance to really support them and listen to them as you would have it? And then I can mourn the real way that you would approve. I mean, it's times where even the 9-year-old boy, God rest his soul, I think his name was Ezra, people got real mad that JT didn't know his name. So let me make sure I know his name. Let me make sure I know this baby name. Nine-year-old Astroworld victim. God rest his soul. Ezra Blunt, yeah. I didn't know him, but when I saw that news, yes, I did weep. I was praying that he pulled through. He did not make it. You don't have to know a person to feel empathy. That's what empathy is. It's being able to familiarize with a situation that maybe is not even happening to you. It's happening. It could be happening to somebody you don't know. It could be happening to somebody next to you. When I watch documentaries and things of certain situations, maybe that happened before, if I'm moved, I'm going to probably cry, tear up, whatever. Never was there. Never knew anybody there. You know, I just don't get people. I feel like, you know, we just need to be mindful that regardless of how you mourn, who mourning, a life has been lost. Let's just stop with all of the antics. A life has been lost. Just focus on that right there. People are gonna always mourn in different ways. And, you know, some people, they mourn by getting angry. And you may not agree with that. You may not even feel like that's right or normal, but that's how they mourn. They mourn by going and raging or killing somebody or doing something crazy to themselves or whatever. That's how they deal with situations, or drugging up or whatever, drinking up. I just feel like this is a very sad situation. The man was going to support a local small business, black small business at that. And this is what they did, you know. And from what I know, I haven't really seen anything as far as him beefing with nobody. You know, they had a little, I feel like it was a little fun, little altercation between him and Key Glock and Soulja Boy. A little fun, little fight, you know what I'm saying? A little argument on the internet. But I don't feel like that was a real beef or anything. I think the real beef is the situation that happened years ago with the 100 shots and then getting shot in his buttocks in LA. And I feel like maybe all of those situations probably are what, you know, led to this. I don't know if they have anything to do with one another, but that would be the only thing that the public has seen him in since, I think, a while, you know, like as far as I know, because like I said, I wasn't the biggest fan. I listen to a lot of people's music, but I can't say that I'm a fan until I feel like I'm consumed, you know, into everything you do, like with Pac and DMX and those people. Like, I can say I'm a fan of those people, Beyonce, you know, because I've been consumed into them and in the likeness of them. Jay-Z, I know a few things about them, I connect with them in a way that I don't really connect with other artists. Like whenever I play certain music from the people that I named, I feel something, you know what I'm saying? Versus, you know, I don't play other people's music and it's just, okay, yeah, this is a cool song. Yeah, I like it. Oh, it's a dope song. But I don't feel connected to it like that. It ain't hitting me like that. So I don't consider myself a fan of that person. Not until I feel like I've, you know, felt that feeling with a couple of their songs. And I'm like, yeah, I think I'm connecting with this artist on a whole new level because I can, you know, I can familiarize with what they saying in these songs. It's giving me a vibe, a mood. So I think it's very tragic. This is something that has been going on in our communities since the beginning. And it's something that we can't blame on anybody else. It started because, you know, gangs and all of that stuff, it started because we were trying to protect ourselves from white people and the terroristic white people at that, you know, racist people like that. But it's not ending for that reason. It's ending because we look at it as cool. It's brownie points to knock them all F off. You know what I'm saying? Oh, he trespassing in my hood. He said this or that about my hood. Da 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 da. And whenever somebody pass away, that's the only time you hear black people as a whole saying, stop the violence. We need to stop this. But whenever a new album drop, ain't nobody saying stop the violence. They turning the fuck up. What the fuck is that? What the fuck is that? You know what I'm saying? No diss and no shout out to nobody as far as like what their music do and what their music, excuse me, you know, promotes or whatever, inspires, whatever. But all I know is it'd be a lot more turning up than it'd be anything else. Like it's a double standard in the black community. Y'all will be like, we need to stop the violence, but you'll say, I support Boosie whenever he say to another black man, go kill yourself. Put the gay shit beside. Everybody like, Boosie right, yo, Boosie right. So he's saying shit that a lot of hood niggas would say. Okay. And then whenever somebody say, Boosie chill out, bruh, because you know you just got shot your damn self. You know what I'm saying? Oh, y'all hating because he's saying the truth. Ain't nobody hating. It's a warning. Everybody need to be mindful of the shit that come out of their mouth. Everybody need to be also in support of nonviolence against each other. You can't be saying that to one person and not all of each other. You got to support that shit all in all. That's why I said that if you're going to say, oh, these niggas making all of this music is inspiring a lot of the shit in the hood, then it's going to fuck us up when it comes to freedom of speech, when it comes to hip hop and all of that. But it is, in nowadays, I feel like it's definitely the truth. I feel like back in the day, because the only reason why I was against that statement back in the day is because they were trying to put something on Tupac. Somebody was riding, listening to some Tupac, I think, and they ended up killing a cop or some shit, or maybe it was NWA, something. They listened to some shit and they killed a cop. That has nothing to do with that artist that they decided that they wanted to kill a cop while listening to that person. I can't control this, what this motherfucker do just because my song on. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying do that in my song. I'm just saying how I don't give a fuck about the police or about how the police make me feel or whatever the case may be. I'm just saying that. I ain't said go out there and do it. In the music nowadays, though, they are telling you, they giving motherfuckers instructions to go and do this shit. Yeah. They glorizing go run in the nigga house and do this and do that. They glorizing it and then they showing them doing it. Oh, I just shot a nigga, look at me. I just shot a nigga. They on Instagram live. Yo, I'm hard. It's me. They got the guns in the video. Yo, we've been killing niggas. Man, they ain't have no guns in no gangsters videos back in no day. You ain't see no guns in no pop videos like that, not really. Like, you probably saw him take photos with some guns or something, but I don't know. You're going to have to show me a couple videos. I don't remember seeing no videos with weapons in them. You know what I'm saying? I think that's probably one of the biggest things that has changed, because we knew who to fuck with and who not to fuck with back in the day just by their lyrics, just by the way that they carried themselves. We didn't have to watch them on Instagram Live to know, oh, this nigga a killer. or this nigga is a little off. We ain't have to follow them on Snapchat, Twitter to know, oh, this person don't care about nothing. Oh, this person's selfish. None of that. Whatever we saw in the magazine and on the award shows and the little tabloids, that's what we believe. We didn't get to understand what the fuck was really going on with that artist. Everything was hidden. And so now this, the artists have more access to show you, to tell you, to mold you into this fake fictional artist that they are. They trying to mold you into this motherfucker, a follower of this fake person that they are. Because none of them don't want to die. Not for real. They don't want to die. They just acting tough. And they playing this music for y'all. And y'all like, yo, fuck a nigga. Fuck a op. Like I had wrote on Twitter the other day, one of my coworkers had the nerve to say, oh, let me chill out before I get canceled. And it's like, y'all niggas really are consumed by the internet, because it's like, canceled by who? Who are you? Like, I thought that was something that they do to people that have a certain type of, you know, whenever they have like deals and distribution deals, and whenever like the people make up how they make their money, as far as like, if you're not liked, then we can make it to where the people that pay you don't favor you anymore type shit. I don't know. Like, I feel like canceling somebody is like, oh, this artist is no longer a good person, or this show host is no longer a good person in our eyes. We don't support them. So if you guys do, we're no longer going to watch this show. So therefore it's canceled. And then this show or this music or whatever the hell, they decide, well, we can't have that. So they part ways with the motherfucker. That's what I thought counseling was. I thought it was like a specific thing. I didn't know that you could be working at McDonald's and get canceled. I did not know that. I knew you could get fired. I ain't know nothing about canceled though. So I think we just need to tune into the real world. The celebrities are starting to be like how it was when the internet first came out. Like, the normal everyday people was showing way too much of their lives. And now it's like the celebrities are doing that. Tyrese shaving his girl coochie on live, crying on live about child support and shit. You got celebrities showing where they at, their location. They fighting with their girlfriend or side chick on the internet, on live. Like, celebrities are fucking, they're foolish. They're funny. They're definitely entertainment. They doing what they supposed to do, I guess. But it just don't make no sense, the amount of things that they show. And then these things happen and everybody is like, how the hell, why the hell? You know, we can't completely blame everything on like, oh, this is a person that was hating. Because some of this is just people taunting and things happening in like a reaction. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't know. When you are like beefing with a bunch of people, you don't know who's watching you. You don't know what's going on, you know? So it's tough to really protect yourself, but I feel like there are ways to protect yourself. Like, you know, definitely can't be riding around in noticeable vehicles. Like, you know, that's just a no. You can't be walking around without security whenever you have a certain status. Like, I know everybody wants to be looked at as just this fearless person. Hell, I got fearless tatted on my chest, but I have a knife tucked everywhere I go. Like, you're going to get shamed. You're going to get split in two if you walk up. And you know what I'm saying? So, also, like, just showing too much and filming too much, you know, there's ways to protect ourselves. And I feel like when you are at a certain level, and if you've already had issues with people shooting at you and things like that, you know, definitely shouldn't to let people know your spots, shouldn't let people know where you're going to be, shouldn't let people know, you know, what you drive, shouldn't really let people know who all you related to. It's just like everything need to be confidential, honestly. It's creating a paranoid type of mindset, but I mean, look at the last few rappers that have gotten killed, from XXXTentacion on down, you know, Nipsey and Pop Smoke and all these different people. they location was known. They went to the same places all the time. They didn't have security. They filmed and took pictures with people at these locations. So it's like they weren't really hiding. And, you know, we all know we're going to die. But it's like, you know, there's ways to protect yourself from intentional harm as such. You know, sometimes you might not be up to nothing. You may think, oh, I'm good right here. But you got to be mindful of opportunists, people that take advantage of every opportunity to come by them. Because there's a lot of people out here that is, they just evil for no reason, or they just looking for a way to help themselves or their situation. And you might just end up being a victim of that, you know. But if it can be prevented, why not? You know, unfortunately, I've been on both ends. I've been one of the people that peeped, you know what I'm saying, laid low and peeped out game to find out how a person move. And I've had that happen to me, where people lay low and peep my game and peep how I move, and at the right moment, here it go. You know what I'm saying? Niggas, my mama had went out of town one time with my brother. They posted a picture smiling at the store, came home, all her TVs gone. It's because you letting people know you ain't home. You know what I'm saying? Same with me. I done did that. You know what I'm saying? My shit gone. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's why nowadays, like, I really don't even like, I hate, the biggest thing I hate right now is performing and having to promote it, because I got to tell y'all motherfuckers where I'm going to be, and I got to let y'all know that I'm not going to be home at the same time. Double whammy. I got to let y'all know what time I'm performing and shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm not internet, but who knows where the opportunists are at. That's why I don't really show money on the internet. I don't show my stocks on the internet. I don't show really me having fun at my job no more. Nothing. I don't show nothing no more. I don't really want nobody coming to my fucking house. I don't really want to meet up with a nigga. You know what I'm saying? Unless it's the fucking area I choose, an area I know. You know what I'm saying? Like, it is getting spicy out here for everybody. But it ain't just the rappers. It's all of us. And it ain't just black people. It's all of us. We all got a duty to do. And we all are responsible for what's happening with the youth and in these streets, man. And it's like, the racist people got to give a little something up, because we got to get some fucking, we got to get some straightening going on in the hood. So we need the racist people to leave us the fuck alone while we figure this shit out. We need all these racist ass cops out of the hood. Because until we can figure out what the fuck is going on, having more racist ass people that's here to harm us here, we ain't never going to be able to sort this shit out, because everybody's out to get you. You can't win. Imagine you being a nigga that's not in no trouble, just trying to fucking survive, right? And you go out and you link up with another dude, and he like, I got a lawnmower, let's go out and mow some yards or whatever. And so y'all out here walking door to door trying to see if y'all can get some business. And some racist motherfucker decide, oh, they ain't supposed to be in my neighborhood. They call the police on them. Now these people get ran down on, and the police, one thing about them, if they don't want you somewhere, they can figure out how to get your ass out of there, even if it's like free. You feel me? They might try to find something on the people. Oh, if they can't find nothing on them, they gonna find a reason to get rid of them motherfuckers. Can't come over here no more if you're not a resident type shit, or whatever the case may be. Now these dudes, now they like, fuck, try to find a way out, fuck it. I need some money. I'm gonna just go and sell some weed. At least my people ain't gonna call the police on me for the weed or whatever. They go selling weed, drugs, whatever the case may be. And now they disabled. You just disabled them from wanting to do something outside of that shit. You know what I'm saying? Or they go to a job interview. Motherfucking racist ass person is doing the interview. Oh, we'll get back to you. They know you ain't finna call them. If you ain't got it in you to say that I'm hired right now today, you ain't got it in you to say I'm hired at all. You ain't calling them. They gonna go and spend that last $10, $20 their mama gave them to buy a uniform, and they're going to buy a blunt. This shit is a cycle, and it's not just a black person's problem. It ain't just a black community's problem. It is a worldly problem, because black people did not start these problems in our communities, because these are not our communities. We were never supposed to be over here. Maybe we are dangerous people, and maybe that's why y'all should have left us the fuck alone. You should have left us in fucking Africa because y'all can't deal with us. And we can't deal with y'all. I keep saying that. I'm not with segregation, but I also don't see where, as far as like us not being treated like fucking dogs and shit, like, oh, you can't drink in this sink or whatever. I feel like we were segregated as far as in our own lands. That probably wouldn't be a bad thing. Everybody go to their own land. Let's see how we can make this shit work. And nobody don't bomb another person's land. Because that's what white people love to do. They bomb everybody damn land. They don't care if you white too. They don't care what color you are. They just want to bomb it. Oh, they got land over there? Oh, do we own anything over there? No. Bomb that bitch. Until they decide to give us some ownership, we gonna bomb that motherfucker. This is a problem that all of us have to deal with. We gotta face this. We gotta figure this out. We gotta fix this shit. It's too much going on like this in our neighborhoods. It's devastating. It's devastating. And it's like, think about all the rappers this year and last year alone that have been announced dead. And think about all of them. Every last one of them, for the most part, had children or a child on the way. Think about all these fatherless children that are coming out of this generation. That shit is sad. I can't imagine not knowing, like, a lot of people deal with this, but think about it. It's going to come to a point where it's going to be maybe like half of the black community all lost their dads before they were even like 5 years old or 10 years old, before they even graduated high school, before they were even 21. It's going to be like so many kids that never, ever had a dad. And y'all worried about them demasculating y'all? Y'all worried about them, whoever them are, demasculating y'all? It's not going to be any of you niggas to demasculate, if I'm saying that word right. Think about that. That's what y'all really need to be talking. That's why I need to be more black people in the communities talking to these doggone children. Emasculate. Okay. Is it emasculate? Deprive. Okay. So I fucked up. Emasculate. But yeah. Y'all are saying that these people, the government, the gay community, whoever, is trying to emasculate the black men. But who are going to be the black men in another 10, 15, 20, 30, 50 years? Where are they going to be at, baby? Where are they going to be at? And look at history. History shows that white men have been able to use black men over and over and over again to tear down the black community, from the Black Panther Party, from them, basically infiltrating the Black Panther Party and recruiting informants and getting all of those brothers locked up. H-Rap Brown fighting for his life now. They trying to say he killed a cop. You know what I'm saying? It's crazy how many of our super leaders they had that were trying to save our community, and then another black man that was weak, that was emasculated by the FBI, they sent him in to pretend like, oh, he's a Black Panther too. And guess what? He gets all these motherfucking black men killed. And then they do it to our singers. They sent them, what was the movie? It wasn't Nina Simone. It was Strange Fruit. Billie Holiday infiltrated her, putting all of these black people around her, claiming that, oh, I love you, baby. You my one and only. And these black men planting drugs on her just so that the government can come in and lock her up for drugs again. All because they don't want her singing about a song that's exposing them lynching black people. Black men, black women, black children. Guess who tore Billie Holiday down? A black man. And I'm not saying this as a way to tear down our black men. I'm just saying that y'all are worried about being emasculated sexually when you need to be worried about being terminated as a whole. These people not trying to emasculate y'all. They trying to terminate y'all. Because there's nothing wrong with a black man that's flamboyant. There's nothing wrong with a black man that's gay. There's nothing wrong with a black man that's straight. There's nothing wrong with a black man that's feminine. There's nothing wrong with a black man that's masculine. There's nothing wrong with a black man that has a job. Nothing wrong with a black man that is trying to find a job. It's nothing wrong with that. What's wrong is when there's black men dying every single day at a rapid rate, more rapid than any other race, any other sex, and it's through multiple different ways they're dying, whether it be disease and illnesses, police, another person that looks like them, a person that does not look like them, a fatal attraction, overworking, stress, suicide. Man, protect our black men, protect our black women, protect our black people. That's my ask. Because, you know, everybody has something to say whenever they are dying, but nobody has nothing to say when they're alive. The black men, y'all gotta stop being so against people that's for you. I've been arguing with so many different black men about the gay community the past year that it don't make no sense when my life literally has been wrapped around speaking up for black men. You know, like, always trying to speak up for black men, always trying to make a way for a black man. I've always been like that. And not just for black men, but I know that I've done a lot to help my black men. And I could do a lot more. And I will do a lot more. So I just want allies, you know what I'm saying? Whenever we're out here speaking up for the black men and saying, yo, justice for George Floyd, justice for Ahmaud Arbery, you know, different. When I'm up here standing in my, and I'm screaming at the police, I don't want to have in the back of my head, would they be doing this for your gay ass? Because I see black men on the internet, we taking up for y'all, and y'all laughing when DaBaby do Danny Lee like that, even though she ain't fully black or whatever, still. It's like, y'all got to start correcting your own. Nah, man, that wasn't cool. You feel me? Whenever these men put their hands, Safari and all these other niggas, thinking it's cool to do all this shit to these women, disrespect these women after they done had their child, this shit is not cool. And I'm not saying these women are just innocent or nothing like that, but I'm saying, like, what the fuck, bro? Like, you can't be a bigger person. Women do it a lot. Women in general do it a lot. Because a lot of times they have no choice because they're the woman and they have to be understanding, considerate, right? That's how you want them. And black women, y'all got to be stop being so quick to tear somebody down whenever some shit happening to them. I've seen way too many women laughing at Danny Lee. Y'all was like that over Demetrius. She over there over DaBaby. Y'all was over that Demetrius. That nigga ain't even DaBaby. And y'all was doing all that, getting kicked out or whatever the case may be. He lying to you and making you look like a damn fool. I can't laugh at nobody's trauma whenever I done been through shit like that. Especially when it comes to relationships. I can't laugh at shit like that. Because I've been foolish. I've been abused and used up. So I'm not finna laugh at that shit. Now, granted, some things did make me chuckle. Y'all niggas is funny on the internet or whatever. But all in all, situation ain't funny, man. It's a fucking baby in here. I just don't get it. I don't understand. I'm telling y'all, celebrities ain't it. They ain't it. I don't want to be one. I never wanted to be one. I just want the money. But Shaq said something. I read an article. He said, he's a former celebrity. He don't want y'all to refer to him as a celebrity. He said celebrities are weird and they think that they're better than people or they got something more wisdom than you or something better to say than you. And he said he don't want to be in that category of people. And I really like that because I'm telling you, these are some weird sons of bitches. I've been in a whole fight. I'm gonna just put it out there. I've dated someone and got in a whole fight between them, me and them and my mom. It was a lot. basically I had to fight a bitch and my mom was there too, you know what I'm saying, type shit. Y'all would have never known that had I not just said that right now. And this shit happened, what, 7 years ago? You know what I'm saying? But these celebrities, they get on the internet. And right now, as the shit is happening, this motherfucker turn on their phone and film it. Look, this is the bitch won't leave my house. I'm calling the police. Security. Like, come on, bro. You could have did all of this without us ever fucking knowing. And that would have been just fine with me. I'm not saying that men don't have the right to protect and defend themselves. But let's just start at the time from what we saw when he was recording it. He claimed he was getting chased around the house, beat on and all of that. It could be totally true. And if he was, then justice for him. You feel me? But when he started filming, the girl was on the bed with a bottle and a baby feeding it. And he's fucking, like, I don't respect no man that do anything like that. I don't respect none of them type of movements. Not that he asking for my respect, but I'm just saying, even if a woman would have did that, turn up, look at him, y'all, stupid motherfucker. Look at him. He, like, what are you doing? If he was on the bed feeding the baby, I would have said the same thing about Danny Lee. Bitch, you're dumb. What are you doing? What are you doing? What are you guys doing? Like, it's some people that just get so caught up in the anger that they can't even make shit make sense. They can't even be cordial. They can't even be human. They can't even be normal, regular. They gotta let you know that they are mad and all hell is broke loose and shit is about to hit the fan. They gotta be that person. They gotta do it. Like, get the fuck out of here. You don't have to project your anger out in that manner. If things are bad to the point where we got to put our hands on each other, let's go ahead and just willingly separate. But what I hate the most is when people lead somebody on and then you try to make it seem like they crazy. Like, y'all, come on, man. Y'all know that shit right there was not right. Now, I know I'm switching in between topics, but I had to talk about this a little bit because I've been made a fool out of and manipulated. Man, I used to try to leave this girl all the time. And then she'd get on the internet and say, what would you do if your ex won't leave or some shit? I had my bus ticket after bus ticket. She coming up there following after me. Please don't leave. But on the internet, this bitch, this and that, she ain't got nothing. If I ain't got nothing, why are you always chasing me? If you don't love me, why are you always bothering me? She was on the phone with her relatives one time. Oh, yeah, you know, I'm going to be in relationships over 2 years. We probably ain't going to be together after that. Then I'm with you. You know what I'm saying? I'm traveling with you. I'm doing this and that with you. But we ain't nothing. You telling people I'm your roommate and shit like that. I've been in Danny Lee's shoes. And let me just tell you, that is a narcissistic ass man. There's no such thing as she got played. Oh, just because they take pictures don't mean they in a relationship. Man, you got to be fucking kidding me. It ain't about the pictures. It's about the act. It's about the act. This man ain't showing y'all everything he do and say to this girl on this damn, you know, outside of the internet. On the internet, he only showing y'all what he wants y'all to see so that she continues to look like the fucking delusional one, the one that's less than, and he continues to look like what he's looking like, a victim or whatever, or a person that just simply don't want nothing to do with the girl and I'm just trying to protect myself, so I just recorded this video. Fuck out of here. She got to get the fuck away, and I'm talking about fast. If she got good people in her life, they need to be telling her and helping her. And really, that ain't going to help, because a person that's manipulating you, trust me, I had plenty of people on my line telling me, get the fuck away, leave, don't do that. And I ended up having to get cut. I still have issues with my fucking hand to this day. The other day, I had my hand in a ball. It was hurting so bad. This was years ago. This person abused the fuck out of me. I was more than able and willing and logical to leave, but because I was being manipulated and into thinking that, oh, I'm sick, or this is just how I act sometimes. I don't know how to control myself. You know, motherfuckers say anything to get you to stay, especially when you've been downright genuine and good. She ain't going to do nothing but continue to get hurt. Unfortunately, it's going to get worse. I'm praying for her. And I'm praying for anybody else out there that's going through some shit and you don't feel like you can get out of it. You can get out of it. I've made a way out of no way a few times, and I'm no better than you. God is there. God is real. God is the only reason why I'm anything. I still feel like I have so much more to do, so much more to go. And I still am grateful because I know what I came from. You have to appreciate your journey. I still want to go so much further. And it's hard for me to be satisfied with where I'm at right now. What helps me be satisfied with where I'm at right now is remembering where the fuck I came from. Out of that abuse and neglect, remembering that. Remembering whenever I decided to finally leave that, I was so fucking down, bad and depressed. I was living and sleeping and shitting in my car type shit. Trying to survive, trying to figure out me and how can I do this. And I came out of that fucking storm. And so for anybody listening, you can come out of that storm. Trust me. It's just, you know, it take a willingness. Without that willingness, you ain't gonna never, ever, ever be able to get out of it. And that goes for anything, relationships, the street life, a job, whatever. You gotta be willing to get out of it or you're gonna stay stuck. My prayers is with Dolph. My prayers is with everybody that's going through anything right now. Much love to y'all. Continue to spread love, peace, positivity. Stay safe, but stay dangerous. It's Busy Bout Boy, man. Big love.
My grandma used to be like, if I had my ticket, Lord, can I ride? If I had my ticket, Lord, can I ride?
They say that life goes on in time, will heal all my wounds. Life goes on, and my heart's broken, split in two. Every day I wake up missing you. Every day I wake up missing you. They say that life goes on in time, will heal all my wounds. Life goes on, and my heart's broken, split in two. Every day I wake up missing you. Every day I wake up missing you.
How I'm supposed to sleep, man, I ain't eating much. Dealing with my losses, I've been out of touch. God don't make mistakes, grandma used to say. I could see the death creeping in the face. Couldn't say goodbye, so we just said I love you so much. Ellen, you was my queen, just know I'm thinking of you. Fell to my knees when I got that call. Spirit never dies, I wanna talk is all. Landed in the bay, bro, I was headed home. My brother hit my line, said Steven took his own. Hurt us to the core, how the fuck this happened? We grew up playing catch, dancing, singing, rapping. More than my little cousin, you was like a brother. Couldn't wait for heaven cause you missed your mother. All the family arguing, we blamed each other. Hope I get to see you in another. They say that life goes on in time, will heal all my wounds. Life goes on, and my heart's broken, split in two. Every day I wake up missing you. Every day I wake up missing you. Day I'm fucked up. They say that life goes on in time, will heal all my wounds. Life goes on, and my heart's broken, split in two. Every day I wake up missing you.
Day I wake up missing you.
Every day I wake up missing you.
Day I'm fucked.
Lately I've been in my feelings, can't you tell?
Can't you tell?
No matter what I go through, I prevail. All I had was family before I had a fan. It's crazy, I can't even call Santan. Spent so many days hanging by your side. Hurt me that I couldn't be there when you died. The good die young, we got a date with death. Your name lives on till my last breath. Praying for some peace, I need tranquility. Always there for others, they couldn't do for me. More than a best friend, you my homie lover. Always wore a smile even when you suffer. OZ28's where I can't forget.
Can't never forget.
All the years of love and countless Vegas trips.
Yeah.
Always missed on Earth, God got a plan.
Yeah.
Love and miss you, James, from your first grand. They say that life goes on in time, will heal all my wounds. Life goes on, and my heart's broken, split in two. Every day I wake up missing you.
Every day I wake up missing you.
Every day I wake up missing you.
Every day I'm fucked up.
They say that life goes on in time, will heal all my wounds. Life goes on, and my heart's broken, split in two.
Yeah.
Every day I wake up missing you.
Yeah, yeah.
Every day I wake up missing you.